的弟兄姐妹们，以及透过直播参与一起参与崇拜的弟兄姐妹们，平安。今天我们要看的经文是取自加拉太书第四章第一到第十一节。然后呢，第一到第四节由我来念，然后第五到第十一节我们请翁长老来念。加拉太书第四章第一节，我说，虽然那承受产业的是整个产业的主人，但在未成年的时候却与奴隶毫无分别。第二节，人是在监护人和管家的手下，只等他父亲议定的时候来到。我们也是一样，在未成年的时候被世上粗浅的学说所奴役，也是如此。等到时候成熟，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法之下。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 5, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not God's. But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable forces? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you.
让我们再一次的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，让我们能够带着一个欢喜快乐的心来去向你敬拜，也发出赞美。天父，我们也更感谢你，让我们能够有这本的圣经，能够去明白你所要教导我们的话语，也能够透过这个你所教导的话语，使我们知道如何在世上过基督徒的这个信仰生活。我们如此的感恩祷告，是奉主耶稣基督圣名求的，阿们，
阿们。
在透过几周的这个讲台信息，让我们都更了解关于这个律法的用处和它的功能。
So from the sermons in the last few weeks, it allows us to better understand the law and how it is being applied and its functions.
也能够让我们知道，借着信这个耶稣基督，我们就成为上帝的儿女。也照着这个应许呢，来承受亚伯拉罕子孙的这个产业。
And through this, to help us to understand that by our faith in Jesus Christ, that we became children of God, and through the promise, inherit the promises and given to Abraham.
而今天在这个第四章的这个一到十一节的经文里面呢，我们呢会看到保罗他继续来去 讲述他一个在律法之下呢，那些未成年的继承者呢，作为讲解律法呢，在这个继承者就是在他年幼时期的时候呢，他们承受产业之前这个律法的角色，以及也告诉我们说是基于哪些的因素呢，得以成为上帝的儿女或后世。
And from chapter 4 onwards today, Paul continues to explain that under the law, a person who is underage heir, the person who is supposed to be an heir but who is underage, Paul explains how this person, through the law, is able to inherit, receive the inheritance and the role of the inheritance later. And through this, what are the factors that determine how we become children of God and His descendants?
保罗认为说, 在这个继承者他在年幼时期的时候呢, 产业名义上虽然是属于他的, 但是呢, 因着他还未成年的缘故呢, 需要律法作为这个所谓的监护人和管家的这个协助之下呢, 给予监管及约束。
Paul believes that as a young heir, during the period when the estate and his inheritance belongs to him in name, but then because the person is underage, under the law, this person will require guardians and trustees. And through the help of these guardians and restrictions, the person is the estate or the inheritance is held for him.
正如好像在新加坡, 21岁, 才算是这个法律的这个法定成年，所以呢，在没有达到这个所谓的这个成年的年龄的时候呢，处理法律相关的一些的手续等等呢，都必须要委托监护人一样。
So just like in Singapore, likewise, under the law, a person is recognized to have come of age after 21 years, and before reaching their age, under the law, if there are legal matters, then a guardian or trustee might have to look after the inheritance.
因此呢, 在这段的转战期间呢, 保罗就看这个所谓的继承者呢, 他的身份跟奴隶是没有什么分别的。
In this short period of time then, to Paul, a young heir, an underage heir, who has not received his inheritance, is no different in identity to a slave.
保罗说要只等到他父亲所预定的这个时期成熟来到的时候呢，他才能够成为产业的继承人。
And Paul says that until the time determined by the father, when the time is ripe, then this person who is underage is able to receive his inheritance.
而在经文当中，我们看到保罗他进一步的也指出，这个继承者呢，在处于年幼这个时期呢， 他被这个所谓世上粗浅的学说所奴役。
So Paul points out further that this young heir, when he's young and underage, he is also influenced by the basic systems of the world, or he is enslaved by such a system.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你们有注意到，就是这个学说粗浅的学说，在这段的经文当中呢， 它出现了两次，就是在这个第三跟第九节。
And brothers and sisters, if you notice that these words, elemental spiritual forces of the cosmos, and these verses appear twice in verse 3 and verse 9.
从这个所谓的这个荧幕上，你也看得到，就是它这句话呢，也具有不同的这个诠释和它的意义。
And from the verses also shown on the slide, you will realize that there are perhaps slightly different interpretations.
所以从经文的整个脉络来看的话呢，保罗使用这一节呢，是要作为指向在加拉太中呢有两个这个群体。
And Paul, from the flow of the text, Paul is trying to point out that when he refers to the basic systems of the world and being enslaved, he's referring to two groups of people.
第一呢群体呢就是在律法之下的犹太人，第二个群体呢就是这个还没有认识上帝的异教徒。保罗以此来讲述他们在信基督之前呢所处于这个奴役的这个光景。
So Paul refers to two groups of people, the first being the Jews who are still living under the law, the legalism, and the other group would be the pagans who had not come to know Jesus, and prior to that, they were both enslaved.
因为在经文的上下文我们可以看得到，他在这个第三章第十节下半节说，凡不照律法书上所记的一切事去行的，就被咒诅。也就是说，这些犹太的群体呢， 他们在这个律法的咒诅下去过活。
And so the verses prior to this, Paul had explained that the Jews who had been living under law, and in verse chapter 3, verse 10, he says, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of law, meaning that those who live under the law are also cursed.
另一个群体呢，就是指向那种没有认识上帝的这个前，作为这个异教徒，他们呢被世界各式各样的宗教啦、神明啦，还有这个星座等等所奴役的人。特别我们看到在这个第四章的第八节，保罗这么说，但从前不认识上帝的时候，你们是给那些本来不是上帝的神明做奴隶。
The other group that Paul refers to are the pagans, the people who had not known God before, and they were enslaved by the worldly views, thinking, gods in the different gods in the Greco-Roman times, and astrology, and they were enslaved by such thoughts, such that Paul writes in chapter 4, verse 8, formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods.
当保罗讲完了这两群人在信基督之前所面对的这个光景之后呢，很感的是保罗继续说，上帝按照他所预定的这个时间呢，就是说待时机成熟了之后呢，就行了两件特别的事情。
And after Paul had described these two groups of people, thankfully he goes on to say that God in his appointed timeAnd when the time was right, he did something special. He did something very special.
第一件事情呢，就是差遣他的儿子道成肉身。
The first is that he sent his son for the word to become flesh.
父上帝呢，将他的爱子耶稣基督呢，差遣来到世上，道成了肉身，被钉十字架受死，然后从死里复活，完成救赎的工作。
God sent his son Jesus Christ.To send him for the word to become flesh, to be nailed to the cross, to die and to be resurrected, and to complete the salvation work.
因着耶稣基督的关系呢，就能够将那些律法之下的人救赎出来，并且让信他的人呢，可以获得儿子的这个名分。
And so, through the Jesus Christ, the people who are under the law could receive salvation, and for those who believe in him to receive the honor of the sonship.
所以呢。凡是信耶稣基督的人呢，他们就已经被救脱离了这个罪恶和律法的捆绑以及这个审判。
And therefore, those who believe in Jesus Christ had already been rescued from sin and death and under the law, and from their enslavement and judgment.
以及呢，我们也领受了这个恩典，成为了上帝的这个儿女，享受一切做儿女的这个所谓的。权利和应许的这个福分。
And as such, to receive grace and become children of God, and to enjoy the benefits and rights of children, the promises and the blessings.
而第二件事情呢，就是差遣他的灵进入人的心。
And the second thing, God sends His Holy Spirit into the hearts of men.
凡是信耶稣基督的人呢，也得到上帝差遣的圣灵进入了心。
And such that those who believe in God, the Holy Spirit has entered their hearts.
而因着圣灵的感动和这个驱使呢，我们会呼叫上帝为这个阿爸父。
And so because of the movement moved by the Holy Spirit, and to proclaim that God is Abba Father.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们看圣经，我们会发现到阿爸父呢。在新约这个圣经里面，名词出现了三次。
And in the New Testament, this phrase "Abba, Father" has appeared three times.
这一次啊，除了说在我们刚刚看的这段经文之外呢，还有就是包括了在这个马可福音第十四章三十六节，以及在这个罗马书呢第八章十五节。
And the verses besides in chapter 4, verse 6 here in Galatians, it has also appeared in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, 36, and in Romans, chapter 8, 15.
Abba, 在亚兰文呢，它的意思是父亲的这个称呼。犹太人呢，常常用这个词语呢，来去描述跟父亲的这个亲密的关系，以及对父亲的尊重。
So the word Abba is an Aramaic term, and it's an enduring term that the Jews frequently use as a term of endearment for to address their father and also to show respect.
所以今天的信息的第一个重点呢, 就是说, 保罗要加拉太的信徒们了解, 父上帝差遣来的爱子, 耶稣基督来到世上, 完成了这个救赎的工作。
And so the first important point for today's sermon is Paul wanted the Galatians believers to understand that God has sent the Son that he loves into this world to complete his salvation work.
并借着这个信基督就得到儿子的名分, 成为上帝的儿女, 也得到这个圣灵给予的这个印证, 我们能够称呼上帝为阿爸父。
And through knowing and acknowledging Jesus Christ, God's Son, to become children of God, and to through all this to also receive sonship and the promised Holy Spirit, and able to be able to call God as Abba Father.
这是让人感到兴奋, 也献上这个感恩的这个所谓的救赎恩典。
And this is something that to be joyous and to give thanksgiving for.
因为呢, 我们能够借着信耶稣基督的缘故呢，我们可以成为上帝的儿女，然后也称这个上帝为阿爸父。
And so through acknowledging and believing that Jesus Christ, we can become children of God, receive sonship, and to be able to address God as Abba Father.
我们也得到了自由，也摆脱了律法的这个捆绑和这个咒诅，因此不论是 加拉太的信徒，或者是我们呢，都不该呢再回到去以前的这个光景。
And through this, we have received freedom. We have thrown away the shackles of the law and the curses. And from this, whether we are the Galatian believers or ourselves, we are not to return back to our old selves.
所以呢，在这个信息的第二个重点呢，是要告诉我们说，因信基督。 我们成为新造的人，已从罪的捆绑中呢被释放了。我们不应该再回到上帝不喜悦的这个老我的这个生活的方式，或者是坏的习惯里面。为什么呢？因为我们已经是新造的人，我们已经得自由了。And
so the second point in the sermon is it tells us that through believing and acknowledging Jesus Christ, we have become a new creation. And we have been released from sin and its chains. And through it, we are not to return to the old life that God does not like and our old habits because we are now a new person, a new creation in God, and we have received freedom.
让我们在座的弟兄姐妹以及在看直播的弟兄姐妹们，我们一起从心里来说，我是新造的人，我已得自由了。
我是新造的人，我已得自由了。来，一二三，我是新造的人，我已得自由了。所以，我不会再回到去过去老我的这个生活的方式里面，或者是上帝不喜悦的这个坏习惯里面去。So we are new creation. We're not to return to our old selves and our old habits.
保罗指出，当加拉太的信徒在不认识上帝之前呢。 他们给那些不是上帝的神明呢，做这个奴隶，我想是可以理解的。Paul
points out that the Galatian believers, before they came to know God, the pagans, they were enslaved by the other Greco-Roman gods at that time. And this is something I can understand.
可是，如果说当他们已经认识了这位的上帝， 而且也跟这位上帝建立了这么亲密的这个关系的时候，或者是说，这是完全由上帝他主动的去介入和赐下这个救赎的恩典，主动跟他们建立了这个良好的关系。倘若他们又回到了以前敬拜那个其他神明，或转回向那个如弱无用的学说里呢，在做 律法的这个奴隶呢，这不是等同背弃了上帝，或者是说这个福音的真理了吗？
However, after knowing this true living God, and after building such a wonderful and close relationship with God, in other words, through the work of God actively and coming to give of his grace and mercy and actively to build a relationship with men, if after all this, if they were to return back to worshipping the God, the pagan gods, then to return back to the all the basic systems of the world that had been described, then this is actually a betrayal of God and the gospel.
所以保罗才很苦口婆心地劝勉他们说, 不要再走回转路, 回到去以前的这个光景里面去。
And so Paul repeatedly reminds them not to return to the life that they had led before.
另外我们也看见 保罗在这个加拉太书里呢，有提到，或者是说有表示他反对那些犹太派煽动者所倡导的这个律法主义。
Additionally, we see that Paul in the book of Galatians, he was clearly actively opposed to the Jews who promoted and instigated for legalism at the time.
因为呢，这些人，他们呢是要去影响，或者是说去勉强加拉太的信徒呢，去要完全遵守以色列人的律法。Because
these people at that time they attempted to influence and even coerce the Galatian believers to completely follow the Israeli the laws of the Jews.
为什么他们要这样做呢？
Why did they want to do this?
主要是他们认为说。 信耶稣基督后呢，还要加上守律法，才能够得到完整的救恩，或者是说完全蒙上帝的这个喜悦。所以这是错误的律法主义的教导。Primarily,
this is because they believe that when a person believes Jesus, in addition to that, they have to closely follow the laws so that they could receive salvation completely. And to be totally accepted by God. This is a wrong concept, and this is a wrong use of legalism and its teachings.
所以呢，今天的信息的第三个重点呢，就是告诉我们说，犹太煽动者呢，他们夸大摩西的律法在信基督里面完全救赎的重要性呢，是错误的，也充满了危险。
So the third point of the sermon is that for the Jewish instigators, they exaggerate the laws of Moses in believing in Jesus, and that they exaggerate the importance in the salvation work. And this is something that is wrong and full of danger.
所以这个是保罗他激烈反对的这个原因。
And Paul strongly opposes this.
前六节们，我们因着上帝的这个恩典呢，我们可以借着信耶稣基督呢，成为上帝的儿女。在基督里呢，我们也继承了上帝向亚伯拉罕所应许的这个产业。Brothers
and sisters, because of God's grace, we can through believing and acknowledging Jesus, become God's children of God, and through Jesus to inherit what God had promised. The inheritance that God had promised to Abraham.
保罗也告诉我们，在加太书里面说，我们也拥有了自由，与基督联合的这个新生命。And
Paul has also told us in the book of Galatians that through this we have received freedom and have our lives united with Christ.
而当我们呢称上帝为阿爸父的时候，我们顺着圣灵来行事，就很自然的来活出上帝儿女的这个生命的特质。
And when we proclaim Abba, Father, and to work with the flow of the Holy Spirit, naturally we will grow and manifest what it means to be children of God.
这个是今天信息的第四个重点，就是我们靠圣灵来活出上帝儿女的生命的特质。
And so this is the fourth point of the sermon, and that through the Holy Spirit, we are to live out the special character of God's children.
当然我们都知道在圣经中有很多的经文可以给我们去参考如何顺着圣灵活出上帝儿女的生命特质。
Of course, there are many parts in the Bible and that could point to us for reference how we can, through the Holy Spirit, live out a life of as the children of God.
我今天就举例以这个加拉太书第五章22到23节的这个圣灵的果子来做一个例子。
For today, I'll point out the verse in Galatians chapter 5.
当我们顺着圣灵去行事的时候, 我们在各样的事情上就会结出圣灵的果子。
Paul tells us that when we work through the Holy Spirit, we will produce fruits of the Spirit.
我相信大家都很熟悉这个圣灵的果子，我们想念一次，圣灵的果子有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔跟节制。
And I'm sure everyone are very familiar with the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
当然我们感谢主，我们也当中 在我们当中看到这个结出这个果子的这个见证来。
And thanks be to God that amongst this we also seen the fruits of the Spirit as witnesses amongst our midst.
就是比如说我们的 翁子祥长老， 他为了要帮助更多的这个勇敢去接受癌症的这个病人呢， 他以这个剃这个 短头发的方式呢， 为他们来这个 筹款， 然后呢，是希望说能够透过这样的方式呢，可以为这些有需要的人做些事情。
I've cut my hair for Hair for Hope as a fundraising activity to raise funds for Children Cancer Foundation, and I hope that the money will be used for to help many people.
两周前，我见到他剪了这个短头发的样子，因为也加上了这个戴口罩的关系，我一下就认不出来。 这个机会就这位就是这么帅气的翁长老。
Pastor saw me 2 weeks ago and could not recognize me, especially with the mask on.
另外呢，我们也看到有一些领袖在这个防疫的这个期间，特别是有段很严谨的期间呢，他们也纪念和这个关怀喜莲堂教会有一些独居不方便出门的这个年长者。
Additionally, we also seen that there are leaders and believers in our church who have, during the circuit breaker period and during the period of restrictions, they remembered and helped the people in our church who live alone and who had difficulty going out.
就好像我们的明月长老跟一些信徒呢，就特别的买了一些的食物跟水果呢，带去给我们教会的里面的这个独居的老人。
And from here, you can see Elder Ben Yoke or James. That he bought fruits and also food to deliver to people, especially seniors who actually live alone.
我们也知道当中有些年轻人也特别去到独居老人的家里呢，帮他们去清理他的这个房子，表示对他们的这个关怀。
Additionally, we also know of young people amongst our midst who have also gone out to help some of these people who stay alone to help them clean their houses to show their care and to show their concern.
但愿我们喜莲堂教会有更多的这个所谓的领袖和信徒，来自然的活出这个上帝儿女的生命的特质。
And we wish for more believers and leaders and people from our church to live out these characters as children of God.
然后呢，喜莲堂也成为一间做盐做光的这个教会。
So that we can be a church to be a salt and light.
愿上帝帮助我们。 不只是说，哦，我享受从他那边而来的这个各种的祝福恩典，我们也在生活中呢，来结出这个圣灵的这个果子，来荣神和义人。Amen.
Amen. So may God help us not only to enjoy the blessings and the grace that comes from Him, but through our lives to also grow fruits of the Spirit so that we can also be a blessing to others.
第二呢，就是既然我们可以称上帝为阿爸父， 我们就表示说，我们可以坦然无惧的来到上帝的面前，好像儿女一样向他来做这个祷告。
And because we can call our God as our Abba Father, it also shows that we can come to Him without fear as children to ask our Father to before Him to pray and to request.
或许我们当中有些人因为这个疫情的关系，导致可能在生意上。 在生活上受到了这个冲击和影响。
Perhaps there are many amongst us because of the COVID-19 outbreak, Their work and their families and their lives have been disrupted and affected.
或许我们有些人的家庭，或是这个所谓的这个婚姻生活，可能也无形中出现了很多的这个忧愁和挂虑。
Perhaps amongst family members and in relationships in the family, there have been a lot of stress during this period of time.
不管你有多大的这个压力，或者是这个愁烦，记得你可以来到父上帝的面前，来向他祷告，来向他祈求。
No matter how much trouble or trouble, what troubles you, we are able to relieve our burden and come before God.
记得我们的父上帝是你的避难所，也是你的帮助。Amen.
Remember that God is our sanctuary and our help.
所以呢，今天的信息的第五个重点呢，就是告诉我们说，我们在基督里是上帝的儿女，我们可以将我们的重担通过祷告来交托给神。
So the fifth point for the sermon is, as a children of God, we can come before God and leave our burdens to Him through our prayers.
正如腓立比书第四章第六节告诉我们说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉上帝。
And reminding us in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
我曾经呢，担任过这个工地的这个建筑工地的这个经理呢，负责管理和安排员工去完成建筑工地里面的，比如说这个建这个砖块和这个土磨这个洋灰的这个工作的项目。
Reverend Wei Kang, before he had been a supervisor at a construction work site, and his role was to be in charge and manage the workers in construction, building bricks and also applying mortar.
For plastering, usually used plastering. Yeah, yeah. 记得有一次呢，当我们员工快要完成一个建筑外墙很大片的这个灰泥的土磨的时候呢，天空却突然飘来了这个乌云。
And I remember one occasion when all the workers had done a very huge wall and just completed plastering it. Suddenly, the sky was full of dark clouds.
所以乌云来的时候，就表示说它准备要下大雨了。
Meaning that a thunderstorm is impending.
对我来说，这个时候绝对不能够下大雨啊，因为你一下大雨的时候，表示说我之前所做的所有的工作，我的这个材料全部都浪费掉。
And to me, it absolutely could not rain because then all the work plastering the wall and all the materials would be gone and wasted.
突然我就想起说，哎，圣经就教导我们说，祷告能够带来这个改变的这个能力。
And so at that time, I just remembered the Bible verses reminding me that prayer can move things.
我那时候就赶快说，向我们的阿爸父上帝祷告说。上帝啊，如果可以的话，请你将这个乌云移走，不要在这里下，到别的地方下。
And I prayed, Abba Father, that you will also move the clouds away to rain at another place.
当我祷告完了之后不久，突然间天空响起一个大的雷声 ，boom！ 我也吓了一跳。
And after I just finished my prayer, there was a loud thunder clap, and even I was shocked.
当这个大雷声打完了之后。哇，看到奇迹的事情发生了，那个乌云哦，就慢慢不见掉了。那时候也没有下雨，让我完成了我的这个工作。
And miraculously, the big huge cloud disappeared at that time, and it did not rain and allowed us to complete our work.
感谢神让我能够经历到这么奇妙的这个看见他的奇妙的作为。
And I thank God to be able to let me witness His miraculous and great works.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这个是我们去。能够向上帝祷告，成为阿爸父的这个祝福之一。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is what it means when we can call Abba our Father, one of the blessings.
我们无论是面对任何的环境，面对任何的事情，我们都可以来到上帝的面前，来向他感谢、颂赞、祈求、认罪，甚至说支取这能力。
And so, whether matters big or small, trivial or large.We can come before Him to present our prayers and requests, and through it to give thanks, to experience joy and faith and hope.
使我们能够在任何的环境里面都可以带着感恩、喜乐 信心盼望去面对每一天的生活。
So that through all these blessings we can live a life of thanksgiving and
这个时候我就以这个主导文来作为我们彼此的勉励和能够成为我们每天的祷告。
And so we are going to read the Lord's Prayer。
让我们一起站立，我们一起来念这个主导文。
Let's stand。
你可以用中文的，也可以用英文的，一起来念这个主导文。一二三，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。我们一起祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，因着你的恩典，使我们能够成为你的儿女，也因着圣灵进入我们的心，我们得以称你为阿爸父，让我们能够不论面对任何事情的时候，我们都可以来到你的面前，很坦然的向你来祷告，向你祈求。也感谢你，因着圣灵入住我们心，使我们在我们的这个生活里面也很自然的靠着圣灵来活出上帝儿女的生命特质，来荣神和义人。谢谢你，我们如此的感恩祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿们。弟兄们 please be seated， 请坐。